And on to 14A, staff report. Gail, any staff reports?
Yes, I have one. I just wanted to mention that by the end of the month, we will be mailing out 1099s for retirees and beneficiaries. Also, over the course of 2020, CICERA did respond to over 12,000 member calls and responded to over 2,600 emails that we received through our info email box. So I just wanted to note that and also thank the staff for all of their hard work over the last year. It's been a very challenging year for everyone, and I appreciate that CICERA has continued to serve on its mission to its members. So I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, Gail. I don't see any outside professionals on the line. So 14C, trustee comments. Any trustees with comments? Scott.
I have one. I don't know if this is the appropriate time to do it, but I wanted to ask that we adjourn our meeting today in memory of former county employee, deputy district attorney, C.L. Morris. Went way, way, way back with C.L. Knew him many, many, many years. He was one of these charismatic, interesting, lively, incredibly funny people. Who just injected spirit and energy into any room he walked into. He was a bright light in the Bocce Federation in Martinez, which as many of you know, probably playing in many teams, you know, it is a big deal socially, but it encompasses folks from all over the area. CL, permanent fixture, he passed away in December after a lengthy illness, but I wanted to ask that we adjourn our meeting today in his fond memory.
I would agree wholeheartedly.
Absolutely. Any other trustee comments or questions or comments? Seeing none, I ask everyone to unmute their mic, and all those in favor of adjourning this meeting in the memory of C.L. Morris, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstain. We will, it's passed. We'll adjourn this in the memory of C.L. Morris. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys.